The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, Life Today charts a clear path for your personal revival and a spiritual revolution.
We got to make a kingdom imprint on a world in darkness by allowing the light to shine so brightly it illuminates the way and the day. And we're seeking to help you do that.
I've had questions that I thought, what do you say about this? And I feel like you'll come away with some answers that you know that came from God.
This is a very, very, thank all of you, a special day. I'm James Robinson. My wife, Betty, and I care about you. And I would really like you just to stay with us and know that that's not just something that we are saying because it might sound appropriate, but it really is the truth. Betty and I have been married 53 years and have beautiful children and grandchildren and now a great-grandchild. But we love your children. We love your families. You say we really don't know us, but we still love you because the love of God is in our heart. Galatians 5:1 says, and I really want you to meditate on this. This is pretty easy to remember. It is for freedom Christ set us free. Amen. Betty, if freedom is what He died to give us, that we can experience, its value is great and precious. But here's what I want you to understand about freedom. It isn't just the freedom that He offers us, but freedom itself is like the rain. Its benefits bless everyone. It falls on the just, the unjust, the righteous, the unrighteous. And it gives us an opportunity to bring forth fruit. You'll notice wherever a river flows, wherever streams flow, all around that area of environment and impact from the stream flourishes. You can take a river that flows and take the water from that through irrigation sources, and you can just spread the benefit of it almost beyond sight of the river. You can go beyond the sight of the river. That's the power of a stream. I'm holding in my hand a book, The Stream. You surely know that God led us in prayer. We believe miraculous answer to prayer to launch The Stream. It's a website daily. Ravi Zacharias, perhaps the world's most respected apologist, incredible witness for Christ, converted from atheism to loving Jesus with all his heart. He says The Stream is the new Roman road. It's the way to awakening. It's the way to the next great move of God that can impact and change things because people are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, one touch away from wisdom flowing from many tributaries into a stream. The publisher, when they asked for the right to publish what I had written, they wanted to call this book that just went into the bookstores, The Stream. Refreshing hearts and minds, renewing freedom's blessings. It's for freedom Christ made us free. I want you to know, and you watched it, and I've told you many times, your prayers have many times driven me to my knees because I've been moved by you. The things you hear and share when you read the Bible, you pray, move me to want to share because I heard so much passion and compassion and truth and a depth of concern that moved me, that over 5 years, I began writing really by divine mandate because I'm not a gifted writer. I feel like I have a supernatural gift to communicate and some say to preach, and I'm comfortable doing it. And God seems to just supernaturally enable me. Writing is a labor of love. When I say this was written with blood, sweat, and tears over 5 years, I don't exaggerate. You watched me pour over these, pray over them, read various paragraphs to you and points, And what did you have any feeling while you were watching me go through this? Because it was a labor of love.
It absolutely was, James. And I was there as you wrote each chapter in this book. I would watch you. You kept a big yellow pad by your chair there. And you would do it in our family room because you wanted us to be together rather than going
to
the study.
To you when I'm home.
And I would look over there and you'd just be writing. I mean, just as fast as you could. And I thought, I hope he's going to be able to read it after he writes it because your handwriting.
I write in tongues. That's it.
Sometimes he would ask me to read it and interpret. I said, there's no way. But God helped you.
He really did.
But I would see God put things, different topics and subjects on your heart, and sometimes you would kind of bounce it off from me and say, does this sound right? And I'd say, go for it, you know, because I knew God was putting these things in your heart to express in on paper. And I just watched God work through you each week.
Well, I want everyone to know that we do have a beautiful family. And yes, I wrote this for our family and their future and for freedom's sake. For peace and to help give wisdom. But I actually wrote it for you. I want to tell you how it's broken out. There are 40 chapters, and I was writing a chapter a week. What we did, and my son, Randy, our son, mm-hmm. he was such a tremendous editor and such a great overseer, and he could organize, and he took all of this, not only at my request, but even the publishers, and said, Randy, you watched this as it was birthed and written, and you helped edit it and do grammatical corrections and so forth. Would you organize it? And he did. He organized it into 10 basic segments. And in each one of the sections and areas, you might say a topical heading, would go then the messages and the heart of God as I address these issues. Here's how it divides. And by the way, this is something anyone can read easily because most of the chapters would be, say, 2 to 4 pages long. And you can actually skip around from area to area. Listen to this. Part 1, America Needs Healing. There are 4 chapters there. Part 2, Spiritual Awakening is our only hope. The election's not our hope. No candidate, no president is our hope. God is our hope. And we want God to move whoever is elected and the people as they elect, and know there's not a perfect person running, we deliver the message of transforming truth as witnesses for Christ to impact the imperfect with the glory and the weight of God's truth and the principles that are rock solid upon which we can build our lives, our families, our future, our nation, and upon which freedom stands. You can't allow the foundation to be forsaken and to allow the principles and the foundation stones to be left out or removed. So when you look at America Needs Healing, and then Spiritual Awakening is our only hope, freedom is God's gift to mankind. I started with that verse in Galatians 1. It's for freedom Christ made us free. How valuable is it? We must protect it, or we'll be answering our children, perhaps, or grandchildren, saying, where were you and what were you doing when freedom died? It can die. We're very close to losing it, not only religious freedom, but the freedom of expression. We're losing the freedom to be productive. There's a move to make everyone the same rather than in the image of God with beautiful diversity and distinctives. We're trying to make people dependent upon a source other than God. So dangerous. The next section, evil must be fought. The next, laws must be just. That's why our justices, our judges, all of our courts have to have people who understand what justice looks like, what truth looks like, what the Word of God teaches matters, what our founders understood. Honest wealth is a good thing. Honest wealth, the freedom to be productive. Don't kill. One of the chapters in this segment is don't kill the goose. You heard the little story for children, the goose that lays the golden egg. We are destroying the market opportunities that freedom affords us. And we're being told to depend upon some form of distribution according to the control of the power base, the federal government, according to the interests of a particular party or individuals. We no longer have the freedom to be productive. This is tragic. The next is smaller government makes bigger citizens. This is one of the most powerful chapters in the book in that section, America's New Pharaoh. It's not a person. It's the federal government. It's a system of control. And it is an abomination to God, and it is damaging to freedom. Small God, big government. The smaller God gets, the bigger the government gets, the smaller the people get. And we become slaves to the state. That's the next chapter in Smaller Government Makes Bigger Citizens, the Church of State. Then the what, not who. What we must do and the principles we must follow are more important than the who. What are they going to do? What do they believe? What do they stand for? What will they stand up for? What will they put in place? What will they protect? And then the next, every life matters. Equal value and dignity. That's a chapter. The first issue, the right to life. Celebration of life. The precious is trampled. The most innocent, precious life on the earth, the most helpless, is in the womb. And we have slaughtered the innocent. Families are the foundation of society. We have a fatherless nation. We need fathers. We need God the Father. And we need God the Father expressing His love, His life, and His likeness through fathers and in families. Churches must be agents of unity. A chapter on divine diversity. Sameness is not unity. Looking alike, it's amazing how many church people look alike, dress alike, do their hair alike. I mean, just that's not God-like. He is a God of diversity and distinctives moving together in supernatural harmony. It's like a glorious symphony, like an orchestra where everyone plays the notes that blend in harmony with their different instruments, playing oftentimes hitting a note at a different level, whether it's the alto or the soprano. You know, I'm such a musician.
Yeah, I know these things.
I would know. You know how I know? My son is a musician, and others are explained to me the difference in singing in harmony, or everybody, what, sings in sync?
Unison.
Unison. So that's the same note, same way. But isn't this brilliant what we're learning here? If God's diverse family would submit to His lordship in His head, we would be a symphony, an orchestra,
right,
that would reveal
beautiful
to the world the beauty of God's grace and His love. So we're talking about divine diversity, common concerns of the church and state, becoming bold witnesses, and then becoming an answer to Jesus' prayer and the conclusion, America's only hope. It is spiritual awakening. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to encourage your pastor, church leader, even people you work for who believe in the importance of freedom in the free market, encourage them to ask their employees, their church members, people you associate with, get the book and read it. Short chapters. You can just go to wherever you say, I'm concerned about that. Let me see what James felt like God the Father impressed upon his heart to share. And learn. I honestly believe you get an education equivalent to what I think would be a master's degree, but perhaps this way, it's the master's degree. In other words, what did I hear the master saying to me when I sought him so diligently and pored over this? And then a major publisher said, can we publish it? And with the help of our son, Randy, we organized it to make it easy for you to grasp. Take these things to God and let's pray them in place and let's stand for the truth that literally sets us free and keeps us free. The stream. Betty, we have a wonderful opportunity right now to share life with people in a very special emphasis. I want to say to all of you who watch, if you watch us very often, we're going to ask you in a very direct way to express God's heart and His love by extending your hands as an expression of His will to love, to lift, to hold, and to care for people the way only the Father in heaven can. I want you to look and see right now the need that you and I together in love can effectively meet. Watch this very carefully and prayerfully.
Waterborne illness is a killer that knows no boundaries. The death of a child is the tragic result of having no choice but to drink contaminated water. Miriam lives in a shack in Central America. She had to watch her son die in her arms because the only water source she has is a contaminated river. On a windswept hill in Madagascar, small graves serve as a painful reminder to the grieving parents that had to give their children dirty water to drink. Pitch is a young mother from a small village in Cambodia. She knows the water she collects is filled with contaminants, but she has no other options. One of her children has already died, and the other is sick. Thousands of miles away in drought-stricken Angola, the rural hospitals cannot keep up with the number of children dying from waterborne diseases. Stories like these are all too common to thousands of families living in poverty around the world. They desperately need someone to share the gift of life with them. The gift of clean water.
Well, that's a beautiful, beautiful sight when you see that little child receiving the water that gives life, not contaminated water that can lead to a very slow and painful death. Here's what I'm asking you to do. Help us drill 500 more water wells. We've already started in most of the areas. A few we need to move into. We've been told this, and this was a pretty big, let's say, an impact situation. The missionary said, James, in order to accomplish what we have to and with the structures we're drilling in, we have to add another drilling rig. Another drilling rig. That's $380,000. I'm asking God for some miracle support where people might give maybe $10,000 or $25,000. Who knows? Somebody might say, I've been blessed and I can even go beyond that. If you can, I believe you will, because this is an urgent matter. One way we could meet the need of $380,000 would be if 380 people would give $1,000. So you may say, well, I can do that. So make that a special prayer. But here's the thing I also want you to hear. The wells average $4,800 apiece. Because of the petroleum costs remaining down and even in some places lowering, it keeps everything the same. Thank God for that. We haven't had to increase the cost per well. You might be able to give $4,800 if you can do. If you can give a part of that, pray others join you and we have a well. Most of the income comes from people who give $48, and that gives basically 10 people, think about that, 10 people water the rest of their life. $144, 30 people water the rest of their life. So we're asking you at whatever level you can help with, please do it. And Betty, I'm just asking God right now that there would not be one person watching who wouldn't at least give a cup of water. We're giving away these cups to those of you who will make a gift of $100 or more, the Promises of God cups. We're sending you two of these. And most people say, boy, I like that size and shape, and we like coffee cups we've seen you offer before. And these are new. And we're saying thanks. The book, The Stream, that I've been talking about, we're sending for any gift that you make. We're going to give you a gift that will preserve, I hope, the gift of freedom, at least contribute to the preservation of it, and I'm confident that it will. So if you would, please, go to lifetoday.org, take your bank card, use it like a check, or dial the number and use your bank card. If you want to write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us you're putting it in the mail. Please do that, would you? Just let us know what you're doing. And if you could help us with that drilling rig with a very special gift, please do it. I'm trusting that you will.
Every day, children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink polluted water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most proven demonstrations of God's love today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, you can help drill 500 water wells in remote villages in over 15 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide fresh water for 30 people for a lifetime. Additionally, just over $378,000 is needed to replace an old and failing drilling rig in Africa. Please consider an additional gift of $100 or more to get a desperately needed new rig in place as soon as possible. With your gift, we'll send you The Stream, a powerful new book by James Robison that charts a clear path for your personal revival and a spiritual revolution. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Promises of God coffee mugs. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our Majesty bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
This is absolutely horrible to think that this is his only source of water. Been sitting here for a while, watching dogs and pigs and goats sitting in this water. I mean, the smell, it's enough to take your breath away. And yet I watch child after child dip their precious little cup and drink this water. It's literally killing them, but they have nothing else that they can do. This is it. We can change this for them. We could drill them a water well that will last for generations to come and produce life into their bodies. Call the number on your screen or go online and give the best gift that you can give that will make a difference, that will bring life into the lives of these children.
Well, you know, I believe with all my heart that I believe you will respond, and I believe you'll respond according to the leadership of the Holy Spirit and the love of God in your heart. And I really am anxious to send you The Stream, because I don't think there's any way I can make clear the process that birthed these brief chapters, dealing with areas of very legitimate concern. And unless God heals the land, I don't think we have a bright future. And I don't think any of us should be thinking about, well, we just got to escape. No, no. We got to make a kingdom imprint on a world in darkness by allowing the light to shine so brightly it illuminates the way and the day. It exposes the error of our way. It shows us the way that leads to peace and security. And that's the truth of God. Betty, I prayed so hard as I wrote, and I'm praying that people take something so simple, because I know a lot of people, they read more for entertainment. If you look at this the way it's laid out, it's just easy to read. I mean, this is kind of captivating. I refer to don't kill the goose. You say, what are you talking about a goose for? That don't kill the fertile fields of opportunity because of what a bad farmer does, because of his greed or his foolishness. I mean, Jesus said, you're a fool for just thinking about yourself, and tonight you die. He didn't say, go destroy all the fields that made him rich so he could worship his riches instead of me. He didn't say destroy opportunity. Betty, I so want to help people.
I'd like to encourage you to get this book, because I watched this labor of love that James had as he worked through this book, and how he really sought the leadership of the Lord. And I think, as like me as a Christian, and we see everything that's happening in our world today, in our nation, I've had questions that I thought, What do you say about this? And I feel like James was able to go to God's Word and through the leadership of the Lord to find some answers. And I think it would help you a lot, because I think we need to be informed and knowledgeable as Christians. We have that responsibility. This is our world. This is that we live in. As Christians, we still, even though some, I mean, there's some that are lost, that are, and us as Christians, we think, well, we can just let this all pass by. We're going to see Jesus someday. Yes, but what do we do while we're waiting for Jesus? We're to be a light. We're to be an expression of His love and His wisdom and His knowledge and His truth. And we're the only ones as His children that can reflect that light, His light through us. So I hope you will get this book. I think it'll be a blessing to you, and you'll see some of the things that God wants to reveal through His Word and through this book, and you'll come away with some answers that you know that came from God.
Well, thank you, Betty. I think one of the concerns I had was to see that people don't perish for lack of knowledge of the truth, knowledge of God, His will, and the proper foundation freedom stands on and we build our lives on. And the men of Issachar were referred to in a very complimentary way, because they had understanding of the times. As I wrote, I was seeking to help give understanding of the times and the wisdom and understanding of God on how we effectively deal with them. We don't have a problem. We don't have a challenge that people created in the image of God cannot effectively deal with and meet and correct. and we're seeking to help you do that. Thank you for sharing water for life while we share in truth and in our witness the water of life, our blessed hope, Jesus Himself. Thank you for your response, and may God bless you and those you reach out to.
Every day, children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most proven demonstrations of God's love today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, you can help drill 500 water wells in remote villages in over 15 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide fresh water for 30 people for a lifetime. Additionally, just over $378,000 is needed to replace an old and failing drilling rig in Africa. Please consider an additional gift of $100 or more to get a desperately needed new rig in place as soon as possible. With your gift, we'll send you The Stream, a powerful new book by James Robison that charts a clear path for your personal revival and a spiritual revolution. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Promises of God coffee mugs. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our Majesty bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, we're excited to send you the Promises of God mugs. Betty says she thinks she's going to like this one more than she did the others we gave away. We're already hearing that from some. And we think of you. We want to do what you like. And I'm anxious to send The Stream to you because I want to see God give us the next great awakening. I believe our hope is in the Lord and a spiritual awakening. I'm trying to contribute to that. Thank you for your prayers, your friendship. Thank you for helping us share life. And especially right now, water for life.
Have you ever felt left out, rejected, or uninvited? Lisa Turkhurst reminds us that perfect love never fails. Next week.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.